Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome to the Get Your Business Right Show on Verke Radio, iHeartRadio, on every media device where a podcast is played. Because this is all about the power of woman. And you know who I am? I'm Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach. And when overcoming your fears, there's not an option. And I come across so many women who are making an impact in this world, make an impact in their community. And this woman right here, I actually, an ex-girlfriend at the time, knew her and knew her well. And I just got hit with the writing bug because of my situation, because I had suffered a heart attack, a seizure, and kidney failure all at the same time. Not separately, but all at one time. And so going through that episode right there, I had to go on that journey of, what do I do with my life now? Mm-hmm. What is my purpose? And going on that path, I realized, you know what? God began to show me through prayers and meditation that I need to share my story. Yeah. And that's how my book, Rise and Burn, came about, because I had to learn how to overcome the root of my fears, that root of depression, that root of suicide, that root of just hatred. All those negative things that people let get into them, I let all those get into me. Uh-huh. And I had to overcome that. And so going on that journey, I was able to take those things and share with other people so they could also overcome and break free of their root.
Right.
To live the life that they've always dreamed of.
Okay.
And so when I first heard about you, Sylvia, I was like, here this woman is writing books, bestseller books, and just seeing type of person you are. Mm-hmm. A person doesn't have to even know you, but if they reach out to you, you're right there. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, let me let you know. This is the Michigan Literary Diva. She teaches you what you need to do when it comes to writing your book, when it comes to editing, whatever you need. She's got the connection. She got the plug. Guess what? You don't have to even be in Michigan. Let me just be real, because I know she's about her money too. Am I right, Sylvia?
Yeah.
She's about her money also. And so she's all about making money also. So you could be from Australia. You could be from New Zealand. You could be from Zimbabwe. Yeah, she don't care where you're from. As long as you got an internet connection, she can.
And a PayPal.
And a PayPal. Get A. She has to see that notification of payment received.
Payment received. Lie to her like a whole bunch. And what she would do is she would make me write the lie down on paper after she gave me, of course, a butt whooping for that lie. And then I would have to come back and tell the lie again, read off what I had written down on paper.
Right.
And then I would get another butt whooping. And it was for the deceit of the lie. Because through that, I learned, number one, good storytelling, but also what a lie really is. A lie really is you don't really get hurt by the lie itself. You get hurt by the amount of deceit the person put into bringing the lie to life. So I learned a lot about humanity.
Okay.
I learned a lot about storytelling thanks to my mom. And my pain kind of became my pleasure, where I'd like to tell the story more on paper than, you know, with my mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
It was less painful. And so I realized that I don't lie a lot, and probably why I don't have a lot of friends. But
you have a lot of fans, though.
I have a lot of fans. And I just, you know, found that the art of storytelling, you know, was a gift, and it could lead me to the profit that I want to make in life, you know. And it actually was my mom who directed me in that situation because, you know, life got in the way, you know, and my dreams of being an author kind of got forgotten until I separated from my husband. I had three kids and three mouths to feed. I was only making like $19,000 a year. Like right below poverty, like literally right, I think $50 above poverty level, because I couldn't get food stamps. I couldn't get aid or anything. And I was just complaining to my mom, you know, like, this is so hard, you know, and I don't have time to go out and get another job, you know, and take away from the kids.
Right.
And she was like, well, Sylvia, you're right. Why don't you just go and, you know, write a couple of books and make money from that endeavor? And I was like, okay, let me see if I can do this. And, you know, I went out there and I had to learn the education itself, because they don't tell you when you have kids, you got to feed them.
So what you thought? So Sylvia, you actually thought it came like baby dolls?
Yeah, dude, it's like, hey, I know. You just hold them. Like, oh, they're so cute. I was like, oh my God, you got to eat. So I had to, you know, budget my money, but I just really went out there and just found the education of how to publish, how to write, publish, and market. And that's what I really share. I share, like, with other writers, you know, to try to get them to their literary goals while also bringing attention to Michigan writers. Because, yes, you know, Motown is not just for music. It's the essence.
That's right.
She was like, well, we were all talking about parenting and co-parenting and people who were married and were raised, and they came to the conclusion that, you know, as a single mom, if I had to do it all over again, would I go back down that road, or would I change my mind and just say, hey, that's all right, I don't need that? And then without hesitation, I said, I would. I would choose to go down the exact same road, because I said I wouldn't be the woman, the sister, the daughter, and the incredible mother that I am today if it had not been for all three of them. Each one of them brought something better out of me.
Right. So you let the pain and circumstance and experiences set you free.
Right, but you have to. That is about life. You can't pain. The body produces pain to say that there is something that needs attention. Mm-hmm. So even spiritual pain tells you that there is something that needs attention. Give it the attention it needs so you can grow and be stronger from it.
So Sylvia, how does Sylvia feel when she's putting that pen to paper and you're expressing?
It's beautiful.
You're letting loose of your own pain. You're letting your imagination run wild and in your mind. And you already say, ladies and gentlemen, she's already one of the best storytellers in the city of Troy. And so when you're telling a story, because you're taking part of you, but it's never you, but take part of you and your imagination, and you create these characters.
Right. When I'm taking taking somebody somewhere.
You're taking women to places where they want to go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't want to admit they want to go. A whole lot of times they need to go. They need to go. And you take them there. You take the imagination there. And you engulf them into your world.
It's fun. It's like a braingasm. I guess I could say that.
Yeah, you could say that.
It's a braingasm. It takes you, like, you are, and it's really crazy because, like, you get into the spirit of the writing and doing what you love, and you don't realize, you know, time, space, you don't realize anything else but that moment of producing a work of art.
Yes.
Bringing those words to paper, making it feel like they are a fly on the wall to this situation, pulling someone into a world that they would have never known about, or people they've never met. It's magical.
Yes,
it is a magical experience. And, you know, whether you're a reader or a writer, I tell everyone, experience fiction in some kind of way, because It is a powerful experience. It's the only real potable magic that is really real in the world.
Yes.
Because you are there, you are hearing, you are smelling, you are tasting, you know, the world that someone created. There's no other real way to do that. You know, technology can come and go, but books are forever.
That's right.
Stories are forever. And storytellers who give these stories and share these stories with the world, you know, they should just be put up on a pedestal, because it's just like,
yes.
Once you become really good at this craft of storytelling, it's a way to move a crowd, to get people to understand each other. It connects humans to humans, because you see the pain and the struggle that a character went through. When this pain and struggle hits you, then you understand, well, I read this in the story. I know how to deal with this, or I know the situations that come up. So it's really cool.
Yeah. So Sylvia, how many books have you written thus far?
So, and all I've written, it'll by the end of this year, it'll be over 50. It'll be 50 books exactly. I'll be writing my 50th book.
Your 50th book.
My 50th book.
So you're almost like Floyd Mayweather. You get 50 wins and no losses, right?
Right.
50 books.
Right. Just,
50 books.
Yeah, 50 bucks.
So I went to DPS, Detroit Public School System, so I wasn't the best at math. So you got to follow me along a second here. 50 books, and you started writing in 2000, right?
Yep.
So that's more than two books a year.
Yeah, it was probably about three or four books a year sometimes. I think in 2007, I did like 7 books one year that year.
Wow.
So it kind of, yeah. I think the more the more trouble I have in my life, the more I write. I try to be bad on paper, like I said, to be good in life. So, you know, when situations are coming and everyone always has that what if situation. I just take that what if situation and say, well, what if I had done that? What if that had happened? What if I really had said yes or got in that car or went home with them? You know, what would have happened? Why, you know, and then we always have the why, you know, why did this happen to me? And, you know, and sometimes putting together the circumstances of building around the backstory always makes a story even better. So, you know, and then I'm always in love with love stories. I've always been like that since I was 12. I've always been intrigued by the power of love, and not just between a man and a woman or between a partner and a partner, but, you know, the love between a person and themselves, a person and the world, a person and their God. It's just, love is something, of course, only humans can do and feel. So the power of it is just wonderful to just show in a story of how much a person would change or do for themselves or be for other people who they love and care about. So I love that. And then, of course, coming from Detroit, I'm a suspense writer. So we love drama. We love suspense.
Yeah, Detroit does love drama, don't they? Like nobody's chicken sandwiches.
Right. We love drama. We love suspense. And it just resonated with me where I want to create a three-dimensional story that's going to pull readers in, show them that there is something better out there, that they can be a better person, and then learn from it all, you know. And it's funny because, you know, people say, well, you just write fiction stories. I like how they say you just write fiction stories. But actually, I'm teaching. I know that I'm teaching, you know, people how to live, how to talk, how to show each other how to be human. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not just fiction.
Absolutely.
It's just life.
That's right. And on that, Sylvia, we're going to take a quick break.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we're back on the Get Your Business Right show on VerkKRadio, iHeartRadio. We're overcoming your fears on the option. We have the fabulous, sensational, the literary diva herself with us today. Miss Sylvia Hubbard-Hutella.
Thank you.
Did I say last name right?
Well, it's actually Hudala.
Hudala, okay.
Yes, it's Finnish.
Okay. Spanish, right?
Finnish.
Finnish, Finnish. Finnish. Okay. From Finland. Okay.
Basically, yeah. Basically,
okay.
The UP side.
The UP side.
Where they all settled. Right.
So, like you were saying, so you, people don't realize you are helping, still people, you are helping people, even if they're writing about themselves or even their own experience, mm-hmm. you're helping them to take those steps into that.
Right.
And so, you are a bestseller also.
Yes. Yes. You, seven times.
Seven times mm-hmm. bestseller.
Yes.
What are the 2 points mm-hmm. that I know the listeners want to know that you did to become a bestseller?
Well, number one, I would say, especially if you're indie publishing, your best bet to be on the bestsellers list are your pre-orders. When you at least start your pre-orders 3 months in advance minimum, and you can actually on Amazon put your pre-orders up to a year in advance. But start them 3 months in advance. And then just slowly start building the word out about, you know, getting people to go and buy that book in advance. But pre-orders, number one, and then drip marketing to your, to not only your newsletter, you know, your website, to make them want to buy that book. So definitely is pre-orders, and the drip marketing has helped. I've seen, like, as a bonus tip, I can even say using video or audio, digital technology definitely helps out with the pre-orders, because people like to see. Now people buy people. They don't buy product. They don't buy services. They don't buy stuff that really help them out. They buy mm-hmm. people.
That's
so
right.
Getting in front of your product now is really important. And I know that's hard for writers because, you know, we're introverts.
Yes.
But authors have to be introverts pretending to be extroverts. So we do have to get out in front of our product, and we have to say, hey, this is our book. We would love for you to get it because this is going to do this for you, you know. So, yeah, it's really hard. And that's what we always teach at our Motown Writers Network sessions. We're always teaching, you know, writers how to become authors, because it's not something you just wake up and say, you know, to do, to be an author when you're really a passionate writer. It's not something you really want to do
right.
as a writer. But becoming an author is work.
That's right.
Definitely a job that you have to dedicate some time almost every day to it. So
Sylvia, what are the 2 things that you have learned most about yourself during this journey?
That I'm a control freak. That I like to be in control of my product and getting it into the hands of the readers. And that I'm stronger than what I am, you know. Putting a story out there, whether it's my story or whether it's a fiction story, putting a story out in front of other people to read and judge is really hard for anyone. And I do understand when people say, well, I've been writing this book for 10 years. They'll throw in front of me, yeah, it's time, it's organization, it's I don't know what to write. It's usually base point, really, it's because they are scared of what mm-hmm. other people are going to say.
Right.
And I found that through my writing and showing it to the world, I am stronger than what I always believed I was.
That's right.
And I do thank my writing or critics for letting me know how tough my skin is. You know, it's even after 50 books, I'm always scared of, oh my God, what are they going to say about this one? And should I really do this one? It always comes to mind. But, you know, after every book and then hearing those first initial critics, I'm just like, okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Because I love what I put out. I love to read what I write. So even if I just wrote for myself, I'd be happy. I'd buy my own book.
So you buy your own book, huh?
I'd be like, oh, that was a good story. Let's go again. So, yeah, that's the two things I found out about myself is that, you know, I like to control my product and that I am stronger than what I am.
But I'm sure, especially being a best-selling author now, mm-hmm. and having a large fan base.
Yeah.
Because everyone in Michigan, from UP, Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, from the country, from hunting deer to fishing on the Great Lakes, mm-hmm. when they hear about the books and they hear about you, how do you make that transition for yourself? Because what is your next big challenge? Because you're 50 books in, and you have laid everything, every fiber of your pain, imagination, you have laid it out. Mm-hmm. So what is the next big challenge?
I think my next big challenge is to you know, well, of course, continue writing what I write, but also going across the country and just encouraging single parents or just even people that you can do this. You can follow your passion and you can live properly in order to get to where you need to be in life. I've even developed a principle about it of plan, pray, and parent, where I want to really teach people that, you know, you can create the life you want through doing the passion that you love.
Yes.
And planning, I always say plan for everything to fail. Mm-hmm. And praying for expectancy. But parenting is the most important part, not just for the kids, but also for you. So I always say, you know, parent your kids where you raising your kids around you, not you around your kids.
Yes.
And then you also parent your household in terms of you run your household like a business and you keep your business to yourself.
That's right.
But most importantly, parent yourself, because people go in and say, I want to write a book. I want to open up a business. I want to create this dream. I want to do this endeavor. But then, you know, they're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and they're grown. They're still 16 years old in their mind, though. And you're still talking to this, I'm grown 16-year-old, even to themselves, because they're grown so they can watch Grey's Anatomy instead of sitting there writing their book. Or they're grown so they can go out and hang with friends instead of trying to write that business plan, because they're grown. So they're not doing what their parent would have wanted them to do. And that is in terms of when you were 8 years old and your parent told you, clean that room in the hour, even if it was 55 to the minutes and you were stuffing stuff under the bed, you got that room clean when your mama stuck her head back in, right?
She been looking at that bed or looking at that closet. It better be aesthetics look only.
But you did it,
yeah,
because
right.
Your parent told you to.
Yeah.
And you did what you had to do because your parent told you to. Now that you are an adult and there's no parent around, you're too grown to even do what you're supposed to do to make you happy in life.
Mm.
So I always say that parent part is the most important to ourselves, where we should be giving ourselves rewards and punishments for what we don't do to make ourselves happy. So that's why I say you could write that book if you told yourself you're not watching Grey's Anatomy till you get it done, till you
that's
get
right.
that chapter done. It's called DVR. Put it on there and keep it going.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, but like that's my next step is to actually actually go around America and the Canada, everywhere, and just encourage people to know that. Go for your passion,
yes.
Live your life, do your responsibility, and just tell yourself there's no room for failure.
That's right. I love you said, no room for failure. And you know what, Sylvia? This is the part where interview the people say, hey, this is what I've been waiting for.
Because
I've had people who I've told I were going to be interviewing you, and they say, this is what I want to know. You know what that one question is?
What?
How do I make money with books?
That's easy. Write it. How do you make money with books? You can make, actually, books are a way for almost anyone to make money. Because I say, much from it. Even after you sell it as a paperback, you can change it into an audiobook. You can have an yes. ebook. So it's, you know, it's a great source. And then I always tell people, don't just do one book, do several books. Come out with several, because your back catalog is going to be your moneymaker. Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't just stop at one. Do not be a one hit wonder. Go and sell some more, write some more, and make more books, because there's so much you can know that, you know, others don't know, and you can share. So yes, you can sell books. It's easy. You just have to say, I'm going to do it, and do
that's
it.
That's right.
And parent yourself.
Well, Sylvia, I know you have a lot of events coming up.
Yes.
If you can, please share all these great events Lord. That you're hosting and putting together.
Okay, so this Saturday, actually, in Michigan, in Ferndale, at the library, we are doing a publishing and marketing seminar. Actually, it's the Ferndale Library is hosting it. So it is the last one of the year for a while. So yes, definitely sign up for that. And then after that, it's the Urban Author Takeover, which is the following Saturday. I believe that's the 26th. And then, of course, Small Business Saturday follows that, November 30th. And we'll be celebrating at the Rochester Hills Public Library with other independent authors, local Michigan authors. So I invite everybody to come there. And then after that, the Detroit Writing Room is actually having an event, which is a glorious co-working workspace for writers of all kind. And they're having a book show there as well. And that's the first week of December in downtown Detroit. And then after that, it's the Motown Writers Holiday Get Together, where we get together at the main library and we exchange gifts, as you bring a gift for a writer and you receive a gift for a writer.
Okay.
So it's a great way. So you don't have to worry about, okay, what should I get a gift for a writer? And if you're an author, you can't bring your book as a gift. That's the only rule. You can't do that. But we're going to have light refreshments and then just a networking session and just even giveaways. So you'll be able to enter a raffle and win things that writers would love to have. So that's going to be even awesome. And then I'll take a break for the holiday, but yes. I'll start back up again in January.
The first of the year.
Yeah, because I have so many speaking engagements, conferences, and workshops that are coming up for 2020. I'm so excited.
Yeah, 2020 is so promising,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, and then I'll be coming out with two books, of course, and for Black Friday. Long time ago, but it is a whole new world, and it's eye-opening. And when they say mommies are incredible, mommy bloggers are like extraordinary. That's so I love it when people, I tell everybody, I'm a mom.
That's right.
And I love the title. And once you get that title, sometimes you regret it, but the times that you love it, it's
yes.
joyously wonderful. So
the perks are wonderful.
Yeah, the pranks are great.
That's
yeah.
right. Well, Sylvia, I always want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And ladies, when it comes to these events, don't meet me there, beat me there.
Yes.
Because what she shared so far, she just kind of just touched on the surface.
Just the iceberg, tip of the iceberg.
Just the tip. She kind of just shaved a little ice off the tip of the iceberg. She didn't even give us the whole iceberg. She just, like a little ice cream cone. She just licked the one side of it. The other side is still intact. She didn't give us all of it. I guarantee you, once you meet her, get into her literary world and a great support system of people she has around her, I'm sure that she can help your dreams come true on expressing yourself and reaching who you need to reach. Because guess what? God loves me. God loves you. and there's nothing you can do about it. So I just want to thank you again for coming on, Sylvia. This is Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcast Manure. Get Your Business Right show. And guess what? When you overcome your fear, it's not an option. God loves me. He loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. And you know how to get in contact with me. Text me at 5-888-5. Put in the word right. R-I-G-H-T. See you next time.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.